This is Akashwani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. India-Indonesia Joint Commission meeting concluded in New Delhi today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Indonesian counterpart Sugiono co-chaired the meeting. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, "The comprehensive strategic partnership between both nations has witnessed a strong growth in recent years." He said the substantive discussions were held on political, defence and security, maritime and shipping, trade, fintech, health, pharmaceuticals, fertilizer, critical minerals, as well as tourism, education and cultural cooperation. Both leaders also exchanged perspectives on regional developments, advancing our multilateral coordination and deepening India-ASEAN ties. Earlier, in his opening remarks, Dr. Jaishankar said that the joint commission between both nations is convening after a gap of 4 years, and it is essential to acknowledge that significant advancements in bilateral relations have been made during this time. He said India-Indonesia celebrated the 75 years of establishment of bilateral ties last year. Today is the last day to submit applications for verification of issues observed and re-evaluation of answers on the post-result services portal for Class 12 examination. In a social media post, the Central Board of Secondary Education said that the portal will remain open until midnight. It asked the students to complete and submit their applications before the deadline. The foreign portfolio investors offloaded Indian equities worth 42,927 crore rupees in the first week of June, remaining net sellers across all five trading sessions during the week. With this, the total FPI outflows from the equity market have crossed 2.67 lakh crore rupees so far this year, according to depository data. The continued selling by foreign investors is largely attributed to ongoing tensions in West Asia, which have now reached the 100-day mark, as the United States and Iran have yet to reach a peace agreement despite multiple rounds of negotiations. In West Bengal, four bodies of a family have been recovered from Teesta River near Rambhi of Kalimpong district after 48-hour search operation this morning. The deceased family was travelling from Gangtok to Siliguri in a car. The vehicle went missing on the National Highway 10 near Rambhi alongside Teesta River on Friday afternoon. The NDRF, SDRF, West Bengal Police and Teesta River rescue teams helped in the search operations. Rescue teams recovered vehicle and four bodies locked inside the car. National award-winning Malayalam actor Saleem Kumar passed away in Kochi yesterday. He was undergoing treatment at a private hospital. He was 57. In a career spanning three decades, he acted in around 350 films. By presenting humor-centric characters in his unique style, Saleem Kumar gave them a distinct dimension. He won the National Film Award for Best Actor and the State Film Award in 2010. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sorrow at the passing of veteran actor Saleem Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated the Indian women's football team on winning the SAF Championship 2026. India defeated the defending champions Bangladesh 3-1 in the final held at Madgaon in Goa yesterday to win the title for a record sixth time. In a social media post, the president said the women footballers displayed exceptional skills, determination and teamwork throughout the tournament. The vice president in his message said the remarkable achievement reflects the growing strength of women's football in India and will inspire aspiring athletes across the country. The prime minister said the team played excellently through the tournament. The India Meteorological Department has forecast widespread rainfall across the country for next 2 to 3 days as southwest monsoon advances, while heatwave conditions continue to persist in parts of north and central India. Central Arabian Sea, Maharashtra, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, parts of Telangana, southwest and north Bay of Bengal and northeastern states have favorable conditions for the advancement of monsoon during the next 2 to 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.